This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right. As the Senate wades through amendment after amendment after amendment to the immigration bill, there is one amendment that's just a little bit unusual. It would set aside 30,000 green cards for people who work in fields traditionally dominated by women, healthcare and childcare, to name just a couple of them. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
The immigration bill would change the way green cards are awarded, emphasizing work experience instead of family ties. Immigrants would get points for things like advanced degrees and technical skills. But Senator Mazie Hirono says that would make it tougher for women to get green cards. The Hawaii Democrat says in many countries, women don't have the chance to go to college.
We do not want to see this immigration bill basically set in concrete the unequal opportunities for women in these other countries.
So Hirono and 12 other female senators co-sponsored an amendment that would set up a new skill category, giving 30,000 green cards to people in fields dominated by women, like home health care and early education. But here's that tricky question. Are we reinforcing stereotypes? I asked Joanna Drebbe. She studies immigration and teaches sociology at the State University of New York at Albany.
I'm not sure that it perpetuates a stereotype, but it responds to reality of women's working conditions, fair or not.
Mary Giovannoli heads the Immigration Policy Center, a Washington think tank focusing on immigration. She agrees that the amendment acknowledges reality, but she says it also gives a little more respect to occupations dominated by women.
It's not reinforcing those stereotypes, but it's acknowledging that these jobs exist and that we need to give people credit for that work.
Giovannoli says especially since right now, most women immigrate to the U.S. because of family ties, not their jobs. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.